storage space is such a premium on the space station and on the supply ships, how is it you managed to get a fully inflated Nebraska football on board?
Well, it wasn't inflated when it got here, and we had a very small pump that I inflated it with right after I got here, and I will deflate it sometime before I leave.
Clay, your bio says you enjoy writing music, singing, and playing the piano. The space station seems like a pretty excellent place to do some soul-searching songwriting. Have you done any while you've been there, and do you have any instruments up there?
Well, we have a guitar and we have an electronic keyboard, and I love to do those sort of things. I haven't had much time to be able to do it. I've gotten partway through a piece that I've started, but I probably won't have it finished before I get home, so that's something I'll try to work on once I return to Earth.
Clay, over your months in orbit, have any of the experiments you've been working on dealt specifically with Iowa or Nebraska?
Well, they didn't start out that way, but I kind of made it that way by taking some plant seeds that we were growing up here for an educational opportunity for kids and the design of a growth chamber for plants. And I had the basil seeds were the Huskers and the lettuce seeds were the Iowa State Cyclones. And I have to report that the Huskers defeated the Cyclones 28-0 with four plants growing on the basil seeds and none coming out on the lettuce side, and we're not quite sure why. I think they were overwatered, but it was a Husker victory.
Nice that they did get that victory at least. You've been in space since June and have just a matter of days left. You've got to be filled with a mixture of emotions about coming home.
Yeah, it's kind of a bittersweet time for me. You know, I don't spend that much time with Peggy and Yuri, hopefully before I come home, just because of the way the thing is scheduled out. But I've had a great time up here, and we've accomplished some great things, and I'm very proud of what we've done. I look forward to helping Peggy and Yuri get off to a great start and helping the 120 crew do some fantastic things that they've got planned. And then I think it's time to turn over the reins and head home and be with my family again.
Clay, while you've got one of the coolest jobs in the world, has there been anything about living in space that has not lived up to your expectations? And what would you say has been your biggest challenge on the space station?
I think my biggest challenge is kind of twofold, is having enough patience and in the day-to-day dealings that we do. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I guess, that wants things to happen quickly and have results happen quickly, and you can't really do that. A long-duration mission, you know, lots of stuff has to transpire between the station and the ground to accomplish some of the tasks and the goals that we're doing. So I guess I would want more patience in a second go-around here. And then the other thing that's really difficult for me is the separation from my wife and my kids. You know, we have a very strong family bond, and they've been great on the ground, very strong and very independent while I've been away, but I'm looking forward to being back with them soon.
And just in our final seconds, Clay, recount one of the best memories you'll be taking home with you from your time in space.
Oh, that's an easy one. My first EVA of my whole life, I was outside, and I was getting ready to start to do some work, and I looked, and I saw the moon coming over the horizon of the Earth, and it was one of the most beautiful sights that I've ever seen, and I actually just kind of sat there and thought, holy smoke, I can't believe that I'm doing this. So it was pretty impressive, and it left a great imprint on my mind.
Fantastic. A real honor to talk to you both, Peggy and Clay. Iowa and Nebraska are proud. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're proud to represent the Midwest.
ISS, this is Houston ACR.